Hi, my name is Kaylee Del Zampa. I'm originally from Boston, Massachusetts. Then I moved out to the Bay Area where I was raised. I moved down to San Diego so that I can come down to San Diego State to study kinesiology. Currently, I'm a pre-kinesiology student, emphasizing in pre-physical therapy and rehabilitative sciences. And my end goal, my main accomplishment that I wish to make at San Diego State is to graduate with a kinesiology degree so that I can go and become a physical therapist and hopefully specialize in the rehabilitation of sport-related injuries. I'm taking physics as a prereq for that major. I never really thought that physics could or would ever have such a profound effect on my life at all. In fact, I didn't want to take physics. I didn't understand it at all when I came into this class, and it really kind of intimidated me. However, a couple weeks ago, we started learning about physics and its relationship with cancer. Physics offers biology plenty of tools and techniques to attack certain diseases. It contributes to radiation therapy, to the development of microscopes, and it also ionizes the radiation to treat the cancers. The reason why I became so interested when we started learning about this is because last summer I was diagnosed with the beginning forms of cervical cancer. I, like every other person in this entire world, never thought that I could get cancer. I don't do anything wrong. I go to school, I call my mom, I tell her I love her, I do all that stuff, so why? Was my first question, was why me? Well, there isn't a reason. It doesn't matter who you are, how good or how bad you are, it can come to you when you least expect it. And when Tony started talking about how physics could actually help cancer patients, I got really excited because I knew that this could help my life. When people participate in radiation therapy, it usually goes to isolate a certain tumor. The problem with radiation is that not only does it hit the tumor, but it attacks the skin and the tissues around the tumor. Well, physics, with the development of microscopes and the help of biology, could help find a more specific method to treating those tumors without killing the skin around it. Well, right now, I am in college just like all of you, and I have to say I love college. And sometimes I don't, but for the most part, I love college. I love to learn. I want to know everything. You can ask anyone who knows me. I need to know everything. I need to know why. I need to know how's it going to help me. I just want to know. I love all the people I get to meet. I've met so many different people from so many different places and backgrounds, and it never gets boring. People never get boring to me. And, you know, if one person isn't as quite exciting as the next, then I can't wait to go meet, you know, a new person and hear their story. The one problem about being in college, especially for me, is that I have to support myself. I have two jobs. I work in retail and I work with a quadriplegic. He broke his neck 11 years ago surfing, and I come a couple times a week in the morning to help him out. So with all that, when I go to school, I just want to do it. I want to learn what I can. I don't want anyone to bother me when I'm learning, but I hate being forced to take certain classes, and most of all, I hate that college is a must, because most people just come to school to pass their classes. They come to get that A and get that degree, because without a degree, no, you can't go too far in society today. So learning, I see that learning for other people isn't as important as it once used to be, and that really bothers me. Because I go to school to learn as much as I can so that I can eventually help other people. So that I can eventually help other people with cancer or with injuries and help them cope. Like every other college student, I do hate it sometimes, but I want to be able to leave college with the knowledge to help change a life. And if I can go through life and help at least one person, then I know that it was definitely worth it. There are certain things that Tony makes us do every week. The diagramming, the reasoning, and the explanations. And I think that I finally figured out why we need to do that. It's not, there's, the purpose of like finding the solution is not as good as being able to sit there and sit down and explain it to someone. When we graduate college and we get out into the real world, we're going to be given certain things that we need to do, and we're going to have to solve them ourselves without any help from anyone. And if we can look at the problem and figure out the steps to go to fix it, then we're going to be so much better off. So I hope you enjoyed listening to me. I hope I gave you a little insight into what I want to accomplish and who I am as a person.